AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump was giving mixed signals to allies about Iran. He was pushing for more help to free up shipping by preventing Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. But he also said,
"We don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them." But it's interesting. I'm almost doing it in some cases, not because we need them, but because I want to find out how they react. Because I've been saying for years that if we ever did need them, they won't be there. Not all of them, but they won't be there.
The president says he's asked about seven countries to join a coalition to police the Strait of Hormuz. European nations say they want more clarity about the mission. About one-fifth of the world's traded oil flows through there. Oil prices are lower and stocks are higher at the close. President Trump's White House chief of staff is facing an early-stage breast cancer diagnosis.
The president announced Susie Wiles' diagnosis on social media and minutes later in the East Room.
A minor difficulty, which will be in good shape.
Wiles was sitting alongside.
She's going to take care of it immediately.
The 68-year-old Wiles is the first female White House chief of staff. She plans to stay on the job during treatment, saying in her own statement, nearly 1 in 8 American women will get the same diagnosis. And she joins the ranks of those who keep working and raising their families. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Kennedy Center's board of directors in D.C. voted to shut down operations for 2 years following July 4th celebrations. It comes in the wake of numerous resignations and cancellations during President Trump's second term. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a push to end legal protections for migrants from Haiti and Syria. In Colorado, an ex-funeral home owner has been sentenced to 18 years in prison after giving families fake ashes. This is AP News. France has decided to boost its presence in the Middle East.
In what its president is calling a strictly defensive move. French President Emmanuel Macron is also engaging with the main players in the conflict in a strategy that could position Paris for future diplomatic talks. France has sent its Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier, 8 frigates and 2 helicopter carriers to the region. Macron said that the warships will help France respond quickly and evacuate citizens if needed. France hopes diplomatic efforts could bear fruit once the most intense phase of the conflict subsides, which could take weeks or even months. I'm Karen Shamas.
Lawyers have begun giving closing arguments in the trial of a Utah woman, Corey Richens, who published a children's book about grief after the death of her husband and was later accused of killing him. She's accused of slipping him a lethal dose of a synthetic opioid into a cocktail. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.